Michael, calling us from Burien, I think.
Yes, doctor?
Yes, sir.
This is Michael Jones. I've talked to you before about using catheters and so
yes,
forth.
Yes, sir.
And I told you that I was drawing blood with them.
Well, you did mention that. Yes, sir.
Yeah, when I take the D-Manos, it's knocked out the blood.
Yay!
So something must be doing something. Now, is there any difference in the D-Manos and the other D-Manos that has the berries in it?
Yes, it's got berries in it, and that's not necessary, sir, because the research shows very clearly that it's the D-mannose molecule itself that's doing the work in the urinary tract and bladder.
Okay.
The other berries contain some things that could be helpful if there were no D-mannose around, but D-mannose is what's doing the work at getting... What that is doing, basically, is keeping the little E. coli bacteria from adhering to the bladder walls and causing trouble. And it sounds like that may have been what was going on with you, sir, those little E. coli guys, or ladies, whichever they are.
Okay. Now, I also was handed some literature about the iodide. If I should take that, how much do you take of it a day?
I'd be talking to your a doc skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine about that, sir, because if you were to take that every day, you'd need to stay at under a certain quantity, which is, what I want to say, it can be an individual thing, so that you don't suppress the thyroid gland. And so what I do is I'll do an initial thyroid test, and then here, take this much and do another thyroid test down the road, and let's make sure you didn't suppress. Yeah. So I'd stick with the D-mannose for now if it's working.
Okay, now, lithium, how much do you take of that a day?
Well, if you mean me personally, I personally use 10 milligrams daily. That's a very safe amount. But, again, check with your doctor, skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine.
Oh, I see. You mentioned, was it last week or week before, something having to do with cancer, and it was a 14-M4?
No, 14-MU. That's the letter
MU. I'm sorry. Yes, it is MU. Okay. That's purchased at your place or what?
No, sir. We cannot get it in our free country. However, you can go online to internationalantiagingsystems.com, and they do sell it. They're a very reliable company. I have known the owners for years. They make good products. But it has to be shipped in for overseas, which International Anti-Aging Systems.
International Aging Systems?
No, International Anti-Aging Systems, sir.
Oh,
A-N-T-I-A. Yeah, A-N-T-I-Aging. Yeah. Has to be shipped in, but it is legal to do that, at least at the present time.
Okay. Yeah, and also, was it a week before that, you talked to somebody by going on the web, and you gave him a series of letters to look up.
What do we look? What was the topic, sir? I don't know what you mean there.
It was cancer.
Letters. Do you mean letters of the alphabet, or letters that somebody wrote? I'm not real
no,
clear.
No, letters of the alphabet. I think you started with the letter O. It was the first one.
Well, Mel, my memory's failing me, sir. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, Mel, I'll try it next week on you. Also,
okay.
I know a 5-year-old boy who's ADHD. Now, evidently, one D is discipline. Do you know what the O and the other D might be?
Well, I've heard of OCD, which is obsessive compulsive disorder, but I haven't heard of an OBD yet, no.
No, OD, as in David. D as in David.
I hear you. I don't know what just plain OD is. I've heard of OCD, but not plain OD.
Okay. He is on Adderall.
Yeah. Now, sir.
Good.
Quite bad. It's an amphetamine. You can get addicted to it. And when I was working with ADHD kids extensively before Congress passed the law that subsidized the schools for having ADHD kids, and so, of course, the school quit referring them because they got the money, and if they got cured, they didn't get the money. When I was working, and that was before 1985, when I was working with those kids, what we found is those kids are intensely allergic, and many of them are allergic to their very own molecules in their very own brains. I learned that from Dr. Alan Lieberman in South Carolina. And what we found is if we desensitize them to their allergies, including the allergies to their very own brain molecules that those kids would just settle right on down and you'd never know they had a problem. We saw kids from every school district in South King County. Multiple kids referred by school counselors until Congress passed that law that subsidized the schools if they kept them in school, and bingo, they quit referring. But, sir, that Adderall is not at all good stuff. You're much more likely to get addicted to it than many other drugs. And I'm sorry, but we got to go to our break here. Not good.
Okay,
we got to go to our break here, sir. You're welcome, and thank you for tolerating the break. We got to get it in.